You're listening to The Art of Christ's Passion, a podcast series telling the Holy Week story through fascinating paintings on display at the National Gallery. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
The Gospel of John uniquely records the first appearance of Christ to Mary of Magdalene. He appears to her, first of all, as she thinks, the gardener, and so she doesn't recognize him at first. And when she does recognize him, she proclaims him as her master, her Lord, and she goes to touch him, a very natural gesture, as you can imagine. Then we get these extraordinary words, don't touch me, don't cling to me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father. And in the tradition, that's become the noli me tangere, the Latin for don't hold on to me, don't touch me. In this picture by Titian, we have that moment. Mary is there reaching out to touch this Christ who's gathering his robe, his resurrection shroud, away from her. And he's carrying in his hand the staff of the gardener. So all the imagery, all the memory is sort of gathered here. And yet she's reaching out not just to touch him, but it's a very delicate, beautiful touch, so typical of Titian. It's a reverence and love is present there with great delicacy. And of course, as she looks up into his face and as he looks down to her, we see that it's not a simple rejection. It's a moment of recognition on both parts. And a moment, of course, which will change Mary's life, because that noli me tangere, he's not saying, get away from me. He's sending her on her mission to go and tell the apostles that he is truly risen.
What I find, there are two things I think particularly I find fascinating about this painting. The first is that how the figure of Jesus and Mary Magdalene almost imitate the figures behind, the tree and the bush. But secondly, and maybe more importantly, I think, for our understanding of the story, is how Mary seems to be emerging out of that deep red velvet. And what is emerging is the whiteness that reflects the whiteness of the risen Christ. It's almost as if that new life is emerging out of the chrysalis, out of sort of
Well, I think you're right, and I think Titian has suggested the new life in that other way, because if you look at the background, that blue of the dawn, the landscape is blue, and the sun is just coming up. Yep. And so here we are at the beginning of a new day, at the beginning of a new life. So I think you're absolutely right about that.
It is a fantastic painting. And the awkwardness of Christ, that's what, again, what stands, the way he's trying to sort of swerve away from her hand. But a beautiful, I think, simple rendition of the story that just invites us to acknowledge, as Mary did, the risen Christ as the one who is master of our lives, offering us a share in his life.
The Art of Christ's Passion is a joint production by CliftonDiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the internationally award-winning CliftonDiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. We'd like to pass on our thanks to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. Why not visit their interactive website at nationalgallery.org.uk?